Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and I'm joined by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart, talking about some changes to the way the city will bill for sewer service that was approved at the City Council meeting last week. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning. Some of our staff recently attended a conference. It was a finance conference, and one of the issues discussed there was handling the billing services of water and sewer bills. Obviously, with Knoxville, Knoxville Water Works is separate from us, so the city doesn't have much jurisdiction over them. They make their own policies and manage themselves. But we do have responsibility over the sewer side of things, and so there was a couple of suggestions that staff came back from that conference with that we had on the agenda for council action. The main one being we increased the amount for the deposit. It increased from $50 for a residential customer to $100, and for a commercial, it increased from $100 to $200. Now, these are deposits on new accounts, so if you're setting up a new service, that's when the deposit comes into effect. We also changed, however, previous policy would not allow for that deposit to be returned until you completed 2 years on the account, and you had to have less than two late payments during that two-year period to qualify to get your deposit back. We scaled that back to a year with one late payment. So if you go a year with one or less late payments, you get your $100 or $200 deposit back after that time frame. There's also a clause in there that if you can provide a letter of reference from a previous utility company that you had a long-standing billing service with, and they can give a clean history that you always paid your bills on time, we waive the deposit requirement.
Oh, okay.
So those are some significant changes there. The main justification behind that was, by the time we identify a bill as being late, they're probably going to go about 2 months before we can take any kind of corrective action on it. And by then, they've probably amassed a bill higher than what the deposit is. And so we wanted to bring that a little closer in line to what a two-month average bill would be. So that way, if somebody does kind of stick it to us, then we have a deposit that more or less was going to adequately cover the costs that were there.
Sure.
So that was one of the main reasons. Mm-hmm. Also, along with that, we changed. Currently, there is no application process, no paperwork required to be filled out when opening up an account. And so we changed that also. There is an application process now. And it will also require some identification information that should someone leave the community and not pay their sewer bill, that the state would then have some ability to track that basically and recoup that money through their tax return paperwork. And so that's some other stuff. I believe the Knoxville Water Department is also doing similar changes simultaneously, so our staff work closely with theirs so that the policies are the same on both sides for water and for sewer.
Okay.
So that's a significant change. Only affects those that are setting up new accounts. So if you're a citizen or a business owner that's had an account with us for a long time, doesn't affect you.
Won't notice any changes.
Yeah, won't notice any changes. What else did we have? Just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and stay safe out there, and enjoy time with family and friends.
Yeah, it's that time of year. And the next council meeting is scheduled for what date?
Next council meeting will be January 2nd.
Okay.
State law requires that a new city and council has to meet the first work day of the year.
Okay.
And there's certain action items that they need to take care of. By state law, so they'll be the new council will be appointing the city attorney, the city clerk, deputy clerk. They'll be setting all the dates for the regular council meetings for the entire calendar year, and I think there's a couple other things they need to do. But so we'll be meeting January 2nd at 6:15 p.m. here at City Hall in the council chambers, and since they'll be meeting that Thursday, they will not hold their regular council meeting the first Monday of January, on January 6th.
Okay.
So the meeting on the 2nd will take place of the meeting on the 6th, and so council will not meet as a regular council meeting until the third Monday of January.
Okay.
We'll have a couple other meetings regarding budget session for council in the month of January also, so they'll have plenty of meetings to attend in January. But as far as actual council meetings to take care of city business and official action, it'll be January 2nd and then the 20th.
Okay.
Will be the other council meeting.
Okay, very good. Just that little change. And we'll have that meeting broadcast on KNIA that evening as well.
Very good.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to my guest, Harold Stewart, manager of the City of Knoxville, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.